This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a brand new guest coming on. Her name is Ingrid Hibbert. She is the CEO of Pelangio Exploration. Well, they trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol PGXPF. Ingrid, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much.
Give my listeners a little background and about statement on yourself and your company, if you would.
Well, Pelangio is a company that's been around since 1937. We're focused in gold exploration. Our previous project was in Canada, now Canada's largest gold mine, the Detour Lake Mine. And we've now turned our attention and focus to Ghana, West Africa.
You guys have a very large property portfolio, I think over like 190 square miles in Ghana. Can you tell us a little bit about your project and why Pelangio is focused on that particular site?
So, well, we're really very pleased with our property portfolio in Ghana. It consists of three very large camp or district size properties, totaling, as you said, more than 190 square miles or 123,000 acres. In putting together this portfolio, we're following a strategy which has worked extremely well for us previously, when we acquired a large land package, in that case 52 square miles, including a former producer, on the very prolific Abitibi Greenstone Belt in Canada. We re-envisioned that mine as a large-scale open pit and subsequently spun the entire property out into a funded new company, Detour Gold, in return for equity. This resulted in a very significant win for our shareholders, as the share price increased from the IPO price of $3.50 Canadian in 07 to over $30 Canadian in 2010. That mine, as I said, is now one of Canada's largest gold mines with over 15 million ounces. Pelangio, the current iteration of Pelangio, Pelangio Exploration, was spun out in 08. With all of the non-Detour assets. The property that originally attracted us to Ghana is our Obuasi property. It covers more than 64,000 acres, and it's directly contiguous to and on strike with the largest vein-hosted deposit in the world, the Obuasi mine, owned by AngloGold Ashanti. Wow, exactly. I mean, that's the kind of thing that attracts you from Canada to Ghana. This high-grade deposit hosted well over 70 million ounces and operated for over 100 years, starting in 1897. And I might add that the first 30 years of production, the produced grade was over 1 ounce per ton. So Ghana clearly is an attractive jurisdiction in terms of, you know, its ability to host giant world-class mines. It's the eighth largest producer in the world, and that is despite it being only the size of the state of Michigan. So, you know, you're comparing it to all of Canada, all of China, all of Australia, all of Russia, and it's the size of the state of Michigan.
Yeah, I was going to say, so you have three properties, is that correct?
Exactly.
Okay.
So all three of them are there. The other two, if you want me to get on to the other two, although I do want to take a minute, if you don't mind, because I think it's important that people understand Ghana and its place in the sort of in the gold universe.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, it's a very attractive jurisdiction, as I said, being the eighth largest gold producer and only being the size of the state of Michigan.
Right.
But gold mining is an embedded part of Ghanaian culture. You know, the Ashanti King is one of the, you know, when you compare the richest people in the world ever, the Ashanti King in the 1600s or something was one of those richest people in the world ever. It's truly an embedded part of their culture. Ghanaians understand that finding gold creates wealth. That means that it is truly a mining-friendly jurisdiction. They've been mining there for centuries. There's a significant mining infrastructure. Many of the major companies are operating there, including AngloGold Ashanti, Kinross, and Newmont, who, you know, American listeners will know well, with a number of giant mines, including AngloGold's 70 million ounce Obuasi mine. And Newmont has two large mines there, Achem, 5 million ounces, and Ahafo, 15 million ounces. So compared to Canada, it is still in the early stages of exploration. I compare it to being in the Timmins camp in the 1930s. Near surface discoveries are still the order of the day in Ghana.
Wow.
So, exactly. So being very comfortable working in Ghana and with our first project, and knowing that Ghana is an English-speaking former British colony with a legal system similar to what we have in Canada, we decided to build upon our portfolio in Ghana. You know, once you start to really get the lay of the land, know all the players, understand the culture, then you build on that. So our next acquisition was the Manfo project, and that is actually our flagship asset. It's also a camp-sized property of 25,000 acres, and it's located only 14 kilometers from Newmont's 15 million ounce Ahafo mine. So this is important. To date, on that entire property, 25,000 acres, only 326 holes have been drilled on that entire property. With that, we have made 7 discoveries, all near surface, along a 7-kilometer long geochemical trend, and we've completed our maiden resource, we're just getting started, our maiden resource estimate of 195,000 ounces in the indicated category and another 298,000 ounces in the inferred category, almost 500,000 ounces. Significantly, we just recently identified another 7-kilometer belt bounding structure across that property that we are really anxious to follow up. So
the Manfo, is that the property that's in Canada?
Nope, it's in, so all of our projects are in Ghana.
Africa.
Yep, in Ghana,
okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So the previous project in Canada has been spun out and is now Detour Gold.
Now, do you have to do a 43-101 on those properties like you do in Canada?
Yes, we do. And so that resource that I gave you is a 43-101 resource. A copy of the technical report done by SRK is available on our website.
So, Ingrid, let me ask you a couple questions. I'm listening to the show, and I hear about all these gold discoveries. You know, there's so many different ways that companies like yours can expedite it. You know, you can do it yourself. You can farm it out. You could sell the land to a bigger junior company. What is your guys' intention? When will we see some of these results fall onto the balance sheet?
Well, some have already, actually, because a few of our Canadian assets we have monetized and farmed out. But if you, in terms of the big win and production, at Manfo, we're a ways away yet. You know, we've made 7 discoveries. We've got a maiden resource. But with another 7-kilometer trend, there's a lot of exploration to be done. Really, you want to know exactly what you've got your hands around. And I mean, this is big potential. You know, we have 7 kilometers of one trend and 7 kilometers of a more significant second trend. And before you start planning a mill and building a mine, you really should have a handle on, you know, just what have you got by the tail here. And that's where the big win, you know, the big win can really happen as you make discoveries. Now, it all depends on the gold cycle, which we haven't talked about.
Right.
And, you know, having been in this business for a long time, I know, and the rest of our team know about gold cycles. And a big part of our strategy, and we learned this through our last iteration of Palangio in Canada with the Detour project, is you have to last through the cycles and you have to find opportunity in the cycle. So during, the last major cycle, that's when we bought that Detour property at the bottom of the market. So we were able to buy it for less than $1 per ounce in the ground.
You know, you bring up a very good point, and I didn't mean to interrupt you, but you have a very experienced team. How does that come into play? Because when I tell people to buy a particular stock, I say, look at management, management, management. So how does your team come into play in all this?
Well, it's really, people are your biggest asset.
Absolutely.
So I have been in the mining business my entire life. I'm a lawyer by training. I grew up in Timmins, Ontario, which is, mining, downtown mining central for mining and exploration.
Right.
My father was a prospector. So my first job, actually, I was about 7 years old, and in addition to coloring maps, so we saved lots of money on coloring books because I colored maps for him. In addition to that, I would, when he was out in his plane prospecting for uranium, he would take me along with him. And when that Geiger counter kicked, here's my job. My job was to take the roll of toilet paper, throw it out the window, and that would mark the spot in the bush where the guys have to stake the claim.
That's funny.
So having been in the business for that much time, you start to know a lot of people, and that allows you to put together a great team. So, the board, most of us have been together 4 years through the Detour piece even, although there is a very new addition, Kevin Thompson, who has spent 12 years in Ghana, 6 of them with Newmont and 6 of them with Perseus, which has a producer in Ghana. So he brings, extra on-the-ground experience. Warren has had over 30 years of experience. Warren Bates is our senior VP exploration. He's from northern Manitoba. He's a exploration guy through and through. He's had 30 years of experience internationally. And then the key when you move to a new jurisdiction is to find the right people. And that does take a bit of time, but our VP Africa, Sam Turcarno, has his geological engineering degree from Kumasi, feeding into there is a mining history in Ghana. They have universities. You can get the talented expertise in country.
Absolutely.
But not only that, he has an MBA from Freiburg, Germany, in resource and environmental management. And really, it is Sam and Warren that all the credit for that Manfo acquisition go to them. After Obuasi, we were looking for a second camp-size property. And, who doesn't look for a camp-size property on a prolific gold belt close to a producer? I mean, everybody's looking for that.
Right.
So it took them a couple years, and they identified Manfo. And immediately, we got onto the project and made 7 discoveries. So that's a testament to the team.
My guest today is Ingrid Hibbert. She is the CEO of Palangio Explorations. Well, they trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol PGXPF. In closing here, Ingrid, we're running out a little bit of time. In closing here, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to get out to my listeners? I would like to interject one thing. Your stock price is only at around 4 cents a share, and your market cap seems very reasonable at around 8 million. And it seems to me you guys are very, very undervalued at this point.
Yeah, that's saying the least of it. So we didn't get to talk about our third project, but that's all available on the website. Here's what you really need to know. We're really excited about the future. We're used to the cyclical nature of the gold sector, and we see that the cycle is turning. So the key during the downturn is to survive. You pull in your horns, but that's when you can do your best thinking and your best interpretation. And that's how we've identified that new 7-kilometer trend. So with 3 camp-sized properties, all of them drill ready, we are extremely well positioned for the cycle return. We have the properties, and we have the team, and we're ready to go.
Well, it's exciting to hear about your company. I hope that you come back on the show in 40 or 50 days, give us an update of what's going on there in Africa and at your 3 properties. I wish you nothing but continued success. Please don't hesitate to come back on the show, and I want to thank you for your time today.
Thank you very much. Talk soon.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.